There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Minutes on the timer, and the subject is Christmas.
Because Christmas is coming, isn't it? It's close.
So it's very close.
Thought better do it, because makes sense.
Get in the festive mood.
Yeah. Are you in the festive mood?
No, absolutely not.
What? How? Why does it go, Windy? Why does the feeling go when you get to a certain age? Why does it go? It's the one of the cruelest things.
I'm going to be honest, it doesn't go, like, I do get festive still. I do feel it, but it happens later and later each year, to the point now where it happens on Christmas Day. That's basically it.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, like, it was a month of feeling really excited and happy, because you've got an advent calendar, you've got chocolate every morning. As a kid, you don't get chocolate every morning, so December's amazing. It's like a real treat. Mm. And the decorations are going up and the adverts are starting. The Diet Coke advert, Coca-Cola advert is the thing, isn't it?
I know Coke's evil, but that they are great adverts, aren't they?
They're great adverts. And when you're a child, even better.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. I agree. I'm the same. I don't feel it at all. Although I remember the most recent Christmas days being great. I just feel, the longer it goes on, the less I'm able to just conjure that spirit. I would say that having kids makes things better, because the point of Christmas, it becomes less and less about you and more about the kids having a good time. And we've got videos from last Christmas that I was watching the other day, just to try and get in the mood a bit. And just I know it's a cliche, but the way they react to what their presents that they get open, and how everyone seems to be in a good mood, and the fire's going at 7 a.m. in the morning, Bucks Fizz starts. I do like all of those traditions, and I like sitting on the sofa being full, all of the stuff. That kind of thing has replaced the magic of Christmas, if you like. But I do wish I still had that. You know, there are adults out there. There are adults out there that really still love it. Like did you notice the Christmas decorations were up a lot earlier this year?
So early, way too early. November's too early.
Yeah, but it was a reaction though, wasn't it? It was people just wanting to get towards Christmas because of the whole COVID stuff.
Something to do as well, you know?
Yeah. Ours didn't go up till 2nd of December, to be fair. But we do this wonderful thing. There's a place called Whitehall Garden Centre near to us, and garden centres go big on Christmas, don't they? This is madness. Like they must take months setting this up. It's like it's like walking through a Christmas fairy tale, but you can buy things on the way. It's like a really high maximum effort ways to get you to buy baubles. But it's wicked. They've got reindeers there and stuff like that you can go and pet. Yeah, so that's good. I do love it. I do love Christmas, but I do feel a little bit sad that my family is. It's just so many people in terms of brothers and the half brothers, so parents and stuff, that we don't get together as one family. Mm. I was going to
ask you how have you sort of historically done it? I mean, what's been your arrangement? I mean, for me, it's fairly straightforward. I see my mum and my dad and my sister. And then sometimes we'll have other people there. So my dad's brother sometimes there, my mum's sister sometimes there, my grandparents when they were alive and or compass mentors were there. And then occasionally one of my dad's friends would join us as well. But that's it. It's straightforward. It's easy. You've got a bigger family to start off with, but you're also much more dispersed. So how do you manage it?
Well, we generally, this year will be a bit different because of all the shit that's going on. But next year... what we do is we pick a day where everybody meets. So if it isn't Christmas Day, and typically my brothers, it's hard to explain my family, but there's half brothers and half brothers, right? And some of my brothers, the people who consider my brothers, are not actually blood related. So I won't go into that. So they had their side, and they were always with their mum on Christmas Day. And then on like the 27th, 28th, we would all then come descend on my dad's house and have like another Christmas Day. But it wasn't like, you know, you would just meet up, we'd have another roast dinner, we would play cards, drink into the night, and then go. But it felt like an adult version of it.
Yeah.
But they've had kids now, so it's definitely not like that. It has changed, and it does change. And, you know, but that's how we would do it. That's how we would do it. It was good. It was good fun. But, yeah, it wasn't a big issue, you know, that we couldn't spend every day on Christmas Day. But I'll tell you actually a sad story. One of the days that we were all together was when my granddad died. He died on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow.
About 20 years ago now. Maybe a bit longer, actually. When I was 13. So I should be able to tell that. 39 now. So whatever it was. So that was a tough one. That was, like, quite hard to enjoy. But he'd been sick for a long time. But yeah, that was he passed away on Christmas Day. But other than that, they've been great.
And so obviously we need to talk about Christmas dinner. It's sort of the main part of the day. Again, as a meat eater, it's fairly easy, fairly traditional for my family. You know, everyone loves the roast turkey. I'm not a big fan of turkey most times of the year, but turkey on Christmas Day is tradition.
You only have it on Christmas Day, right? No one eats turkey outside of Christmas Day.
Very rarely. So I do like a turkey leg. That's all good. But you don't eat meat. So nut roast.
You keep asking me questions. I want to know what your favourite bit of this, of the Christmas dinner is. Like, what's your favourite bit?
Oh, so much to choose from.
Do you like it all? Is it always just fantastic?
Should I describe my plate?
Yes.
Yeah. So... I always have a leg, so turkey leg, breast.
Sorry, I'm going to keep cutting in and ask you questions as we go through this. What? So you're not a breast, you like the leg?
I like the dark meat. It's much more moist and flavoursome.
So that's controversial, isn't it?
Relatively. Breast, when it's overcooked, goes very dry. It's fine if you soak it in gravy, it's fine. I have a bit of the breast, just to sort of... try a bit of every part of the turkey. But I will focus my attention very much on the leg. Roast potatoes, absolutely. Stuffing, I'd like. So normally we have two types of stuffing. We have a sage and onion one, and then some sort of meatier one or a nutty one.
Oh yeah, stuffing's great.
Then the best part for me, my favourite part, pigs in blankets.
So every person I know eats meat absolutely loves pigs in blankets.
They're good.
We've got local to us. There's a butcher. It's a pig farmer down the road, and it's like an organic pig farm. But because it's so close to us and we're local, Ollie gets like a really good range of hams and pigs in blankets, sausages, sausage rolls, sausage meat for the stuffing and stuff like that. But it's like really cheap, like £35, and you've got practically your all organic. Sort of high-end meats. Amazing. For really good prices. But yeah, pigs and blankets seem to be a favourite in this household as well.
They're so good. And then assorted veg, really. You know, probably peas, carrots.
Peas?
Yes.
No one has peas on their Christmas dinner.
A few peas. I'm not a massive... So controversially, I'm not a massive fan of parsnips. I will always have a parsnip, but I'm not a huge fan.
I like
and then sprouts, which I love. I'm really into sprouts.
Same. I absolutely love. Like, we have a corn roast. So there's this thing that's it's obviously I've eaten meat in my time. It's about as close to chicken as you can get in terms of roast chicken, but it's still absolutely nothing like chicken.
So Ollie will present with your roast turkey and a corn roast.
Yeah, but it's just easy to this. It comes in like a long bag, okay. like plastic. You just stick it in the oven. You don't have to do anything. Ollie being Ollie, she does stuff, like she seasons it and she tries to get the best out of it. But I'm really not that bothered, really. It's just like to have something along with it. I mean, it's more psychological. Feels like I'm having a bit of chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
But my favourite, because of that, my favourites are like roast carrot is, I think, up there with one of my favourite things to eat. But you have to glaze it in honey and then mustard seeds. And then put them in the oven. Like they need to be roasted proper, not like parboiled and then roasted for 15 minutes. They've got to be in there for 40 minutes. Just so the ends of the carrots are just starting tightly to go to burn.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
That's what I like. And then obviously persimmons and Brussels sprouts as well. But now we've got to talk about, very quickly, the condiments. What condiments do you add to your... I'm going to go first.
Go on.
I'm a massive horseradish fan. I've got about five different tubs in my fridge right now. And I smash it on there.
Okay, interesting. I mean, I do like horseradish, but I wouldn't necessarily have that with a Christmas dinner. I would have... Normally, cranberry sauce is the standard, to be honest.
There's a tone in your voice then.
Go on.
There was a tone. I like horseradish. I wouldn't have it for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, just seeing. I mean, beef and horseradish, absolutely. No, all day, every day.
Horseradish and everything. I put horseradish in cheese sandwiches.
Okay.
It's my thing.
Why not? Yeah. Why the devil not? So bread sauce is the other thing that my family sometimes has. I'm not so keen on the bread sauce.
It's just a bit nothing, isn't it? It just doesn't.
Yeah.
I have it. It's there. But it doesn't add much to the meal, in my opinion.
Exactly. Take it or leave it. So gravy, cranberry sauce, and that's it for me, I'd say.
To you, I'm always a little bit scared of Christmas dinner because I'm active. I'm ready to go most of the day, and I know what the Christmas dinner is going to do to me, and it's going to just knock me on my ass. Like no other meal throughout the year. You just sit, don't you, and you're like, oh, fuck.
It's like in a film where a dinosaur's got loose and someone needs to shoot them to bring them down, and they get them with a tranquilizer dart, and you just sort of see them going dopier and dopier, and then they collapse.
Yeah.
That's me after Christmas dinner.
Do you typically sleep after Christmas dinner? Do you have a little nap on the sofa?
I don't, no. I try and force myself to stay awake. We normally play a game. Like, I'll help clear the table these days. I never used to, but nowadays I will help clear the table and load the dishwasher and do some washing up and do a little bit to help out, and then we'll play a game. We'll stay at the dinner table and we'll play cards or some sort of... Or charades is always a classic Christmas game. Something stupid like that, just to make everyone laugh and keep everyone awake, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then maybe watch a film or something.
Yeah. What's your... In terms of when you think of a movie at Christmas, what pops into your head? Like, what's the
Good
Christmas
question.
Film?
So My favourite Christmas film is It's a Wonderful Life.
Of course.
But I don't think I've ever watched it on Christmas Day. It's always, I watch it around Christmas.
It's quite odd with kids around. They just look at it, see it's black and white, and they're just like, nah.
Absolutely.
And what
absolutely.
You try, when they get to our age, we try and get keep them with us now, weirdly. Like before, it's like, I can't just go up to your room so I could just sit in silence for a bit. Now we're trying to keep the kids with us to watch stuff because they're old enough to understand, but they're more interested in doing what they want to do. And something like that would be a challenge. Well,
so something like Home Alone maybe is always a nice Christmas sort of light, fun family film. That's a winner.
But it doesn't have to be a Christmas movie. It can be a movie you associate with Christmas, like Jurassic Park. A lot of people say, or mine is Big. Do you remember Big? Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I like that film.
It's a great film.
It's good.
But he gets as an adult he gets what do you call it? Transformed into a boy. So it's an adult mind into the form of a boy, something like that. It sounds weird, but it's a really good film. I associate
other,
that.
Other way around, mate. He's a child in a man's body.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's been a while. But yeah. So it's a bit weird, isn't it? Because he then has a sexual relationship with a woman, which is a little bit sort of suspect.
Bit sinister. And I'm not sure they'd
write that in this day and age. But it's that kind of stuff. It's like sitting down. Have you got an open fire? Have you got a wood burner or something in your house?
No. Although that is the kind of idyllic English scene, isn't it? You expect, but no, we've never had that.
That is a shame.
I do like in the morning. Now I go and walk the dog with my dad around the village. And to be honest, the whole family sometimes goes, but that's nice. Everyone's out. They live in a really nice village, probably a bit like yours, to be honest, mate. But it's nice because everyone will sort of not stop and talk, but you know, say a few words, wish one another a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's nice.
Maybe ask what they've got planned for the day. And it's just cheerful. It's nice. And normally, you know, it's not too cold at Christmas these days, is it? Because of global warming. And so you can actually have a comfortable walk and you get sort of a crisp morning with a bit of sun breaking through.
I like that crisp air.
Lovely.
That's when you know that Christmas is on the way, is when you feel that crisp air when you go out. It's a shame, man. It doesn't look like we're going to get any snow.
I can't really remember the last proper snowy Christmas.
Don't think there has been one. I remember once it snowed on Boxing Day once, but that was about as close as we got.
Yeah. What about planning for Christmas? When do you start like buying presents and stuff?
I bought my first present last week. Ollie's been buying them since the beginning of November.
that's always my intention. It never turns out that way. I'm always
pretty much got everything really though. I bought Ollie a jacket that she was after. She was like,
15 minutes are up. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.